Hey everybody. So today I wanted to talk about what exactly is it about Jesus that the New Age really hates, that the New Age movement, the modern New Age movement, just absolutely can't stand. Now you might be wondering, well, the New Age seems pretty accepting of all beliefs, so shouldn't they be accepting of Christianity? And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. If you haven't had a chance to do so, the reason I'm doing all these videos recently on New Age stuff is me and Stephen Bancars wrote a book called The Second Coming of the New Age. And it's about how the New Age movement, today's New Age movement, has vastly infiltrated Christianity, our churches, and American culture in ways that we don't typically realize, we don't see as New Age. So in the book we give our personal testimonies, but that is only in one chapter of the book. Most of the book is showing how you can identify the New Age movement, so you can see how pervasive it is in our culture and our churches today, and how you can learn how to avoid it. On the surface, the New Age movement might seem like a harmless thing. It might even seem kind of silly to some Christians, but it really isn't. There really is nothing silly about it. It's deceiving our children. It's a big problem, and the way to combat the problem is to shine light on it. So that's what Steve and I are trying to do. So you can go to skywatchtvstore.com if you want to order it. There's a link in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. If you want to order the book, and it comes in a big collection with a bunch of interviews, MP3s, and videos that you can't get anywhere else except Skywatch TV. So skywatchtvstore.com, and also make sure to check out Skywatch TV, the show on TV, because me and Steve are doing 5 weeks of broadcast episodes on this, one of them including Dr. Michael Heiser, who wrote the foreword for the book, and gave it a ringing endorsement. Now, I wanted to talk about this because, again, of course, New Age does reject the biblical Jesus, but they accept a different form of Jesus. Most people who are active in the New Age movement, they have a really loose, generally agreed upon set of beliefs. But there's no official standard or set of core doctrines that determines the difference between New Age and something else. I do want to mention real quick too, because I forgot to earlier, make sure you subscribe, click the bell. Let's try to get this channel up and running. Share this video with your friends, please. This channel has been just shadow banned into oblivion. So if you're one of the few who actually got a notification, please share this around and let people know that these videos exist, and go to joshpeckdisclosure.com where you can find more videos and more materials. And then, yeah, subscribe and click on the bell. Tell YouTube you want to be notified whenever I put up a new video. But, now contrast New Age with Christianity. Christianity has the Bible to describe its set of core doctrines. So, for a person to become a Christian, he must dedicate himself to Jesus Christ, the biblical Jesus Christ, by accepting him as the one and only, as his one and only Savior, as described in the Bible. Now, New Age theology is lacking in this area. There's no New Age founding document that's generally accepted by New Age believers as the go-to text to learn the main teachings of New Age theology. In short, there is no official New Age Bible. Now, New Age draws on many ancient and modern texts to define what exactly it is, though that definition will vary from person to person. So, to some, New Age is all about sharpening one's astral travel or remote viewing skills. And those are terms that we've dealt in previous videos and that we also describe in full detail in the book, The Second Coming of the New Age. Now, to others, New Age is about personal enlightenment. And to others still, it's about having a personal experience with some type of God or spirit guide or an impersonal force. There's no one single common goal within the entirety of the New Age. In fact, New Age is pretty much open to everything except, that is, for Jesus Christ and his plan of salvation as described in the Holy Bible. Now, New Age relies heavily on the interpretation of the individual. It's up to the individual to decide what New Age means for him or her. New Age by nature promotes the subjective definition, practice, and experience of the individual rather than anything objective and agreed upon by the collective. Now, because of this, New Age tends to be something that appeals to individuals seeking personal enlightenment in a spiritual sense. But basically, everything in New Age is revered as a valid perspective and source of spiritual truth that can be incorporated into one's pursuit of enlightenment. So people seek to be spiritual, but not religious. You hear that a lot. And this gives themselves permission to extract wisdom and experience from all spiritual avenues without epistemic restriction. So since unity is revered as the highest virtue, there's firm disagreement with anything is said to cause separation or constrict the flow of the spirit. The free-flowing nature of the movement is preserved by taking everything in without intellectual discrimination. Everything's accepted, and in most cases, accepted dogmatically and uncritically without need for philosophical cohesiveness or evidence. So the teachings of all spiritual traditions are embraced with open arms in the New Age movement, unless, of course, the teachings of the Bible are introduced. So in one breath, the New Age movement wants to affirm that all religions are aimed at one underlying truth about God and humanity. But in the next breath, the New Age movement will explicitly reject the Bible as being a source of authority on God and shun those who cite scripture in its proper context. So the New Age movement simply will not tolerate ideological intolerance. Everything is true except for the belief that not everything is true. It accepts everything is valid except the idea that only the gospel is valid. Now, the teachings of Jesus, and this is why the New Age rejects Jesus, the teachings of Jesus in the belief system of the first century church are completely antithetical to to New Age theology, modern New Age theology. The biggest difference is the view of Jesus himself. So Christianity teaches Jesus is God in the flesh, yet is still the Son of God who died on the cross as a sacrifice to atone for the sins of anyone who will accept him. Now, after his death and burial, Jesus was resurrected, thereby proving his conquering of death itself. And after this, Jesus ascended to heaven with a promise to return one day. Now, the New Age version of Jesus is quite different. In New Age theology, Jesus is looked at as either merely a wise human teacher or something divine, such as an ascended master or a spirit guide, or even sometimes an extraterrestrial being who came here to teach us how we can ascend and become enlightened as well. Now, consider this quote from one popular New Age website, quote, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever," Hebrews 13:8. Worshippers of the Christ have taken this declaration of the Holy Scriptures and have used it as a powerful affirmation to know and feel that Jesus is the living Christ, is here with us today, loving us, raising us upward, and moving us Christward to help us claim the empowerment as God's free will gift to all to become that same living Christ that is in Jesus now and always. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And yet the Jesus of today remarks that few among us choose to be who we truly are as Christed beings, as many would rather be something else. And so he gives us this commission. Yes, it is up to us. It is up to each of you as Christed beings to carry forward my message, the message of my mission 2,000 years ago and my mission of today, that each one is the living Christ created in God's image and likeness and must choose to be that light, that reality now and ever through free will. And so you must teach them the art and science of knowingness, acceptance, and beingness as a trilogy of perfection, for when they can feel, know, and sense God's presence within, everything changes, a new universe opens, divine possibilities may be engaged in, and further insight ensues, end quote. Now, on the surface, it might seem, well, what's wrong with that? Well, there's quite a bit. Now, a common tactic of New Age teachers is to quote a Bible verse, remove the originally intended context, twist the meaning and use it to support their own anti-biblical teachings. So the section quoted above uses Hebrews 13:8 and 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we'll get into the actual context of those in a moment. But they use those to promote the idea that Jesus wants each one of us to realize that we are Christ ourselves just as much as he is. That's what they're trying to teach. Now, since Jesus himself never taught that, the New Age teacher here must contrive a statement from Jesus to support this teaching. The statement, of course, reads nothing like the words of the true Jesus described in the Bible. But according to this guy, everybody, including him, is Jesus, so he can just say whatever he wants, and then Jesus said it. Now, of course, that means that Jesus conflicts with himself quite often, if that were the case, because nobody can seem to agree on anything. Now, the real Jesus Christ taught a clear distinction between God and mankind. Jesus also taught that he is the only way to God. Jesus taught that there is nothing we mere humans can do to attain salvation for ourselves, and we certainly cannot ascend to him by our own merit and understanding. Rather, Jesus taught that only through him and from nothing of ourselves can we truly be saved. So we can run through several verses here, including the one in Hebrews to get the proper context. But so John 14, and this is all from the ESV. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All right, it's pretty cut and dry, pretty simple. Matthew 19, 25 through 26 from the ESV says, when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Romans 10, 9 through 10 ESV says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Hebrews 13, 7 through 9 says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. And again, that was for context. What's interesting is when that New Age teacher quoted this. I believe he quoted verse 8, but verse 9 says, do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings. You know, I guess he must have missed that. I'm sure it wasn't deliberate that he left it out. You know, of course it was. Now, the New Age movement rejects the real Jesus Christ as described in the Bible because Jesus did not teach New Age theology. No one can be true to the biblical text and teach New Age from it. One either has to twist and completely undo the original meaning of the biblical text or simply not teach New Age, but teach Christianity instead. So that's mainly what I wanted to talk about, why the New Age rejects the biblical Jesus, but they'll accept basically anything. They'll even accept a counterfeit Jesus. They'll accept an Antichrist. Their counterfeit Jesus would definitely fall into the category of Antichrist, as with their teachings, but they'll accept all this, and that's the reason why. Now, again, this we detail a lot of this in the book, The Second Coming of the New Age, myself and Stephen Bancars. The foreword was written by Dr. Michael Heiser, who also gave a ringing endorsement. Go to skywatchtvstore.com or click on the link below in the description if you want to buy the book. Also, check out Skywatch TV. There's going to be several upcoming programs that are going to be airing about this topic, and make sure you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is my personal website. And then on this channel here, please subscribe, please click the bell. If you are one of the few that actually got a notification that this video came up, then please share it around and tell people, because YouTube is desperately trying to make people unaware of this channel. I mean, I just had somebody message me yesterday and said that by the time this airs, this was like last week for you guys, but said that they happened upon one of my videos and had no idea that I had another channel. They had no idea that I was on YouTube. They've seen me on Skywatch a couple of times, and then that was it, because YouTube doesn't tell anybody anything. So you unfortunately got to look for it yourself. But I would appreciate that if you can help get the word out about Josh Peck Disclosure and about these, especially these videos about this New Age stuff, because I think this is really, really important. The book that me and Steve wrote, there has not been another book like it. The only books that are out there right now are kind of like personal testimony stuff, which is fine, but we don't really deal much with that in our book. We have part of one chapter on it, but mostly what the book is it gives you tools and proper theology. So when you're confronted with New Age, you'll know how to identify it, you'll know how to avoid it, or you'll know how to argue against it in a constructive way, where you actually might be able to convert some New Agers to the Christian side. That's mainly what the book is. It also gets into every bit of New Age teaching that we could pack into the book. And so I hope that you enjoy it. And thank you for watching this video. Until next time, I love you all. Take care and God bless.